the agenda. We have taken item 1 and item 2, and we are now moving to item 3 and the representation, people who have made representations and who are present today are in actual fact Councillor Edgeworth and Councillor Phillips, and I'm going to, they are the ward councillors for the area, and I'm going to invite one of you to actually speak, because the statement came in on behalf of both of you. So we're now on 3 of the procedure, so we'll hear any representations that you have, please. Which of you is going to speak?
Not me.
I'll speak.
Councillor Phillips.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Can you all speak up so that I can hear all that you're saying?
I shall. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. This area, Farm Down Road, is a quiet residential area within Bassetch. The shop is surrounded by many, many elderly residents living close by. The church next door to the premises has an archway that's been used in the past for antisocial behaviour, gatherings, and we do feel that if permission is granted for the licence, it could escalate into further problems arising in that area. This applies to the licensing objective of prevention of crime and disorder. We have issues with public safety and preventing children from harm. Obviously, domestic violence is fuelled by buying alcohol, and we believe that the 24/7 sale could escalate domestic violence within the home, obviously putting children at harm, which is, as I've said, one of the main factors of domestic abuse. And we have to give consideration to this, as it is a densely populated area as far as estates are concerned. Public nuisance, it's going to cause a disturbance to the people living near. Cars arriving, slamming doors, flats directly above the shop. We've got to think about the people living by and the mental health and well-being. And obviously people have a tendency of loitering outside the premises. There is a history of antisocial behaviour in the area as well. From the park perspective, Yelverton and Wildwood Park have issues frequently, particularly during the summer months, with underage teenagers drinking alcohol and then drinking to excess. Police have been called numerous times to disband groups. Residents left with horrendous mess to have to clean up. And a lot of safeguarding issues relating to the drunken and rowdy behaviour that it creates. It's intimidating for residents, particularly the older generation. There has not been shown a need for this precedence to be set, and if there was, then surely the large co-op at Wildwood would have applied for extended hours. So we have to ask as well, how can a dedicated premises supervisor living in Middlesbrough oversee staff and actually know if the rules are being followed? It's a small shop at the end, far end I should say, of, in particular, this area, a quiet housing estate that's on a small road, which will undoubtedly become busy, attract traffic, noise of vehicles, travelling up and down, living, affecting the lives of the people. We have, as I say, evidence of antisocial behaviour through drinking locally already, which causes concern for the residents leaving the homes, and we do feel that this is going to exacerbate that problem. So just to reiterate, our concerns are antisocial behaviour, public nuisance, it's not an inner city estate, it's a very quiet, children against harm, it's a quiet estate, thank you Anne, on the far edge of town that sees very little passing traffic at night. Residents need a local shop, they do. Stocking the items that the local elderly and disabled people, particularly in that area, require, as was previously sold. There is absolutely no evidence to suggest that there is a need for the sale of alcohol 24/7, but there is evidence to suggest that the sale of such is going to impact on the lives of residents in a very quiet residential area. Thank you very much.
Moving to 4 on the list.
Oh, sorry.
And you now have your opportunity to question what has been said.
I've got no questions of the council.
You have no questions at all. Councillor, do you have any questions? Or Councillor Phillips has
said. Have I
got you? Yes.
A lot of things that you've said about the area,
we don't really know, because the shop's never been open before this late. I came past this shop last night, 9:30, and it was very quiet. I know there's problems in some areas, and you've obviously mentioned certain areas that's my ward, so I can't really say that that was a fair statement to bring my ward into it with antisocial behaviour.
Can I come back on that, Chairman?
I will.
The fact there's a public space order that's been put on Wildwood Park because of the problems that have happened through antisocial behaviour and mainly drinking is evidence enough that there are problems there that happen and occur at night. We've had to call the police numerous times through drinking. Obviously, we're at a different time of the year now. As the weather starts getting better.
Are you now talking about Farm Down Road?
Are we talking about Farm Down Road in that area?
Yes, we're back to Farm Down Road.
As the weather improves.
Because what Councillor Barn has said is that there doesn't seem to be any evidence. What evidence do you have?
We have plenty of evidence that there's antisocial behaviour around the area of an evening. Last week was an example where the police had to be called due to antisocial behaviour. The problems that we have with locals drinking children is bad. It's bad. Particularly during the summer months when it's at the height and we are having to call the police all the time. All the time. So you say that there's no evidence. There is plenty of evidence to suggest that there are problems in the area through youths, through antisocial behaviour and through drinking. And if we create an area where they're likely to congregate, that's going to impact more on residents. And we have, you know, not long, so long ago, had issues around the church through antisocial behaviour where there's been damage, where we've had to contact the police. In actual fact, the co-op, I mean, you say no evidence, the co-op, before the current applicant took over, was robbed. No, but you're talking about the fact that there's no evidence to say that there are any problems in the area. There's plenty of evidence that backs up that there have been problems in the area, and there will be police reports that will back up those statements.
Can I come back on that?
Well, we're not going to have an argument here.
I just wanted to say, as isn't the police, should the police have been involved with this? Should we have had a statement from them? There's nothing from the police of any concern in the area?
The police as a responsible authority have not put in any submissions at all. Would you agree, have you finished, Councillor
Mann? Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, thank you, Chair.
Yes. So just to clarify, you mentioned antisocial behaviour at Yelverton Park and Wildwood, Wildwood Co-op area. I mean, Wildwood Co-op area is in another ward.
With the park, we're talking about parks.
Park. And Yelverton Park, it is in Bastard, and I'm aware that there have been antisocial behaviour issues in Yelverton Park, that's right. But that's quite a distance from this end of Bastage. Just to be clear, it isn't in the same area. I wasn't aware of the issues you mentioned, actually, which were at the church.
That's right.
You mentioned antisocial behaviour. I wasn't aware of those. And that's how recently was that?
What would you say, Anne?
It's what the vicar said. And it's why.
So it's the vicar of the parish church that informed us that there had been issues. We weren't given a specific
date
or time, but it's recently. And just coming back on your statement about Yelverton, it's in walking distance.
Yeah.
It's in walking. The kids from that estate go to Yelverton Park. It's not in walking distance for an elderly resident, but it's. I mean, they walk from there to the local primary school. It's not a massive distance away. It's in walking distance. And Wildwood Park was mentioned because if you're having somewhere that's going to sell alcohol 24/7, then people from other areas will come to buy that alcohol from the only place where they know they're going to be able to buy the alcohol from. and that's where our concerns have risen from.
Thank you. If I may then, you do agree then that in actual fact there have been no representations whatsoever from the police. You have stated that there have been numerous phone calls to the police, but the police have not in actual fact made any submission or any objection. Either they haven't come along today to say anything, or they haven't actually submitted any written evidence of their concerns about this extended licence in that area.
Chairman, I think in all honesty that they're obviously looking at this application as a shop application and the sale.
But
there is a possibility that they may not have made that connection to the problems that we've had from...
Excuse me, don't interrupt.
There is the possibility that they may not have made that connection. It would be interesting to speak to somebody and find out why they haven't raised those problems.
They've chosen not to come, and all
they
the
have.
Applications are sent to the police,
yeah.
And they're invited to meet their colleagues.
I accept that.
Right. You made reference to actual drugs there. I do hope you're not making any inference that this store would be selling drugs.
I didn't mention drugs.
You did, yes. You said drugs would
no.
be taken in the area, and if this was open until 24 hours.
No, I didn't mention. Sorry, that may have been that I didn't speak clearly, but I haven't.
No,
I didn't mention
that.
Antisocial behaviour, but not drugs.
No.
That may have been my. I apologise if I wasn't clear with that.
Right, thank you very much then. We're moving on now. You've done five. You had the opportunity and you chose not to ask any questions. And you've now done five. We, the members of the committee, have asked questions. And we're now asking you to make use of representation. So we want your presentation of the application, please.
Thank you. Can I start with a little introduction to the applicant? Mohan is the owner, effectively, of a group of companies under the umbrella SAMI, and they own 76 convenience stores, and within those a few petrol stations as well around England and Wales. So the Morrison's badge is a supply agreement from Morrison's, but some of the Mohan stores could be a Budgens or a Spa, so it's badged Morrison's, and most of these stores are now 24-hour stores and 24-hour licensed stores. So he has lots of experience of running 24-hour licensed stores. He employs some 500 people, and he employs locally where possible. Just to knock on the head the question about the DPS living in Middlesbrough, he does live locally now, so we've only taken over the store in February, but the address given has clearly been picked up, but we can sort that out with your...
Have you notified the licensing department that there's a change in address?
Well, I think he may well have his home in Middlesbrough, but he's living locally. But we can sort that out. I don't think it's relevant to today's proceedings, so we can clarify.
Maybe it'll be, but carry on.
Submission is that he's living locally, so he's not living in Middlesbrough. So that should be, hopefully, that is sufficient. The other point I wanted to clarify is about late night refreshment. We had the same issue yesterday. We had an application yesterday in Blaby in Leicestershire, and again the same point was picked up, but we ticked the box which says both about indoor and outdoor, and that's because the form, in my respectful submission, the form is perhaps wrong in that it asks you whether a late night refreshment has been provided inside or outside. And we're always a bit confused by that because it's being provided inside but taken outside. So we tick the box that says both, and that does cause some confusion. If we ticked inside only, then you couldn't take it out. If we ticked outside only, you wouldn't be able to get it.
So you say that this question in several applications, and you've never questioned it before for clarification?
We've questioned it multiple times, and we questioned it with the... there were a number of issues with the Licensing Act forms when they came out in 2005,
yes.
Which we did raise. I was on a committee that sat with the Home Office, when the act was coming in, and one of the concerns we raised was about opening hours, because, and that's relevant to today's proceedings and what's perhaps gone a little bit wrong, there are licensable activities. The Licensing Act governs licensing.
We know all that. We know the licensing activities. Thank you. Carry on with your submission.
Okay. Well,
eating inside and outside.
Sorry. Okay. So the late night refreshment is simply hot drinks between, because we don't do hot food. So it's hot drinks between 11 PM and 5 AM. We are allowed to.
So it's hot refreshments.
Sorry.
It's hot drinks.
That's all that we would be doing, is providing hot drinks between the... So we are allowed to sell hot drinks and hot food until 11 o'clock at night. We don't sell hot food at night, but at the moment, because of the late night refreshment laws, we have to be licensed to provide a hot drink between 11 PM and 5 AM, and that's why we ask for that permission. So I hope I've clarified the...
Yes.
Okay, good. So those are two points of clarification. Then the application was submitted. So I should have said that the co-op traded till 10 PM. They had a license from 7 till 10, and the conditions needed to be updated. So we look generally when we go for an application such as this, we look to see whether the conditions need updating. We put in an updated operating schedule. So nothing unusual about that. Mayhan has acquired 16 stores from the co-op. Those were due to be closed, including this one. So this store would have closed, the community would have had no store here at all. Mayhan has taken over the store with a view to ensuring that there is a community store at this location. And that's the same with the rest of the 16 stores that he's just acquired from the co-op. His strong preference is that his stores trade 24 hours a day, and that's not just about getting further, generating more income during the night, but it's safer and more secure for business for it to be staffed during the night and to be lit during the night. And Mohan's experience is that the store is less likely to be a target if it is open and staffed rather than being locked up and dark. So that is his business experience. So during the night, the staff member will have the door closed. He or she has the discretion to allow a customer in if he or she feels safe to do so. But otherwise, when the door is locked, he's preparing the store so that it is ready for trade early in the morning when the majority of customers are likely to be coming in. So it's a well-trodden path. So most of these stores are getting the licenses 24 hours. There has been some confusion about the opening hours, and the officers, it seems that they have reports that the store is trading open beyond its licence hours. And that's why I wanted to address you on that, that the licence does say stated opening hours of 7 to 10, but that is a statement of it's a statement, it's not a licence condition. There is no, those opening hours are not enforceable under the Licensing Act. Trading hours would need to be governed by planning, and there are no planning restrictions on this store. So I can understand why a resident, a neighbour looking at the summary of the licence and it says opening hours 7 to 10 may be confused, but the officers should have been aware in my submission that opening hours are not regulated by a premises licence, and so it is wrong in their statements, and this is what I was trying to say before, the statements in your pack are wrong to suggest that an offence was being committed by the store being open after 10 o'clock at night. And I think that's how this has all started, with the first of the council going on the 4th of March to see if, says in the statement he went to do some shopping, he didn't. He went to see if he could buy something after 10 o'clock at night, and alcohol after 10 o'clock at night. And he reported in his statement that he's trading after 10 o'clock at night. There's nothing wrong with it trading after 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. Unfortunately, the sale, it was a form of entrapment, that he encouraged the cashier to make the sale at 5 past 10. The sale was made. The cashier shouldn't have made that sale. That no doubt will be taken to a different place. But we've looked at that. I'm pleased to say that with the subsequent visit, so presumably because the licensing officer got a report from Councillor Edgeler that it was open and trading after 10 o'clock at night, and that he successfully bought a bottle of whiskey at 5 past 10, that must have been reported back to officers. The senior licensing officer went in the following day at 10:20, although she reported that the store was trading, was allowed to do so, so she was wrong to say that that was potentially an offence, but she also tried to buy alcohol, and she was declined quite correctly by the same cashier. Notwithstanding that, a third visit took place the following night. I think it's Leo, one of your licensing officers. Again, he was trying to see whether they were trading up to 10 o'clock at night, because in his view that was an offence. It wasn't. He tried to buy alcohol at 10:30, and he was refused by the same cashier. So the cashiers, two out of three, it's not acceptable to make any sale out of hours. Clearly a mistake occurred on that first occasion, although it's not been properly investigated yet. You do need to look, it's not simply a matter of what time the receipt was, you need to look at the time that the alcohol was appropriated to the contract and the sale was made. If the police want to take action for a sale at 5 past 10, or it could have been 4 minutes past 10 or 3 minutes past 10, we don't actually know. That's for a different place, but we acknowledge that there shouldn't have been a sale at 10 p- after 10 p.m. But to the credit of the cashier, he clearly knows the rules because he declined with no warning. Nobody came to us and said, "Well, there was a problem on the 4th, or there was a problem on the 5th." We didn't know about it, so we couldn't prepare the cashier to be more vigilant the next night. But clearly, on the subsequent night, he did exactly the right thing, which was to refuse. To refuse the sales, and he was open and trading lawfully. So I think there's some confusion from the statements, and I'm grateful to the officers who clarified in their subsequent statements, which I received while sitting outside this morning. They accept that there was an error to suggest that the store was trading unlawfully, and they recognise that both of their test purchases, because they can make test purchases as licensing officers, both of their test purchases were passed by the store. It's a matter for you whether you believe that a councillor should be going in and testing stores in this way. I'll leave that for you to decide whether that's the conduct that you expect of your councillors in perhaps supporting local business. We would have appreciated if a council goes in and sees something wrong, we would like a call straight away, please, so that we can rectify it. And I would like to think that there's a support for business rather than just a hand being into licensing officers and the police. Cashiers are humans too, and when an error such as this occurs, and I've dealt with situations many, many times, and I know perhaps we haven't started on the best of feet this morning, but there is a human element to this as well. Cashiers are humans too, and if he's made a mistake, he's made a mistake, but he's human, and it's incredibly stressful then to go through PACE interviews and prosecutions and threats of personal licences. I'd ask you to bear that better. Bear in mind the extent of the sale at 4 minutes past 10, or 3 minutes past 10, or 5 minutes, but when you're considering this matter today. So, in terms of the application, yes, we would like to be able to sell alcohol 24 hours a day. I've discussed with Mohan, because in your policy there is sensitivity around single cans, and we're more than happy to have a condition that would apply throughout the, not just at night, but 24 hours a day, that there'd be no single cans of beer. Beer lager, cider sold from the store if this variation is granted. So that would be an additional condition to those that we've submitted. Really important, the police are your experts on crime disorder, and the government's guidance is quite clear on that you would expect, if there is a crime disorder issue in an area, it's relevant to these premises, you would expect the police to put in the representation to say, well, these are the crime reports that we've got here. These are the incidents, this is why you shouldn't be granting this licence. And you don't have that representation from the police here today. That doesn't mean that they're neutral. It's not sitting on the fence. The police will have looked at this application, and there is no representation from them. So I ask you to attach significant weight to that. So we've also had discussions with the Environmental Health Office, and you've seen the conditions that we've agreed with regard to waste collections and deliveries. So you've got those in your papers, those reviews. There's no representation from any of your expert authorities. That's not to dismiss what we've heard from your councillors who know their community and know their area, and certainly respect that. Most of these stores, certainly all of the co-op stores that I've been dealing with Moan, most of the stores that I've seen are in residential areas. They're similar locations to this, and housing estates, they tend not to be. Frankly, the co-op had a big store on the main area. They wouldn't have been part of this package that they were closing. So this was a failing store, I think it's fair to say, from the co-op perspective. So a difficult one for it to make a profit, and the co-op were closing it. So we've taken it on, and we've taken on the co-op's people as well. The people who previously worked in colleague have kept their jobs. So it is a residential area. We know there are elderly residents nearby. That's the same as in most areas. We're very happy to liaise with the vicar. He's not been in touch with us. He's not made a representation about this application. But we're very happy to liaise with the vicar. I shouldn't have said him, maybe her. I don't know.
Him.
Apologies for that. We're not aware of any problems, certainly not since we took over the store. Domestic violence could increase if the 24-hour, we've not seen any evidence of that. That's a very generic point, that would be for public health. Public health are also a responsible authority, and any evidence that was granted a 24-hour licence would impact on domestic violence, they would be able to bring that to you. The main concern seems to be about noise from the store opening at night, as opposed to the sale of alcohol. And the sale of alcohol is not a noisier activity than anything else. We will ensure that staff are very aware. It's helpful that Councillor Barron has been last night at 9:30. It was quiet. I'm sure most evenings it's quiet. And just because they can sell alcohol as well as everything else in the store is not going to make it any noisier. At every hearing that we attend, and I don't say this lightly, but the hearings we attend, it's always neighbours or councillors who raise a concerns about what may happen in the future. So if you grant this licence, it's going to be noisy. There's going to be doors slamming. There's going to be music playing in cars. There's going to be litter. There's going to be broken glass. All of these things. This is what we hear at every meeting. And at every meeting, we say, well, we respect that you have that concern about what may happen. But there's no evidence that it will happen, and that's the basis on which you need to make your decision. But really importantly, the Licensing Act is a permissive piece of legislation, so it generally allows things to happen. And government's own guidance on this is that generally shops, stores and supermarkets should be allowed to match their trading hours. The alcohol hours should be able to match their trading hours, unless there are good reasons to restrict those hours. And in those circumstances, let's say it's a focus. The shop is a focus of disorder. You would expect the police to bring that to your attention. So that's in the government's guidance. So there's an acceptance, and the reason for that is that there is a very powerful remedy to councillors and to residents, and that is the remedy of review. So if what we say, and I've said this in every one of the hearings I've attended, certainly with Moham, Valley Castle, if those fears materialise, which aren't evidence today, there's no evidence before you today. But if those fears materialise, then there is the power for any resident or any councillor or the police to come back to you with a review. I'd hope they come to us first and say, look, we've got a problem at night, we've got a problem with a certain product, will you do something about it? My advice to Moham would be very strong, and normally he takes my advice. But if Moham didn't act on that, or even if residents and councillors chose not to consult with Moham, they can just put a review application in and say to you, on this date, this happened, on this date that happened, we want the hours to be curtailed, or we want this to happen, or we want the licence to be revoked. And that is how the Licensing Act works. And it works well. And there is a myth that it's difficult to submit a review. It's not. There is a process, and it is a power. And I'm really pleased to say, even though I've said that every hearing that I've attended with Moan, not one of those licences has been reviewed. We sat in rooms where we had very similar concerns raised, but this application, I would ask, be dealt with on the evidence before you, and I would respectfully ask that you attach very little weight to the unauthorised test purchase, if you like, the test purchase conducted by the councillor. I'm sure it was well-meaning, but I would ask you to disregard that for the purpose of today's proceedings, or attach very little weight to it because of the for the reasons that I set out at the outset. And the other statements, as I say, I'm grateful that, that we've had an acknowledgement there that there's no offence, no sales of 8 hours of hours, and we were authorised to sell to open the store after 10 p.m. I appreciate that this is perhaps a difficult application for you, and you would have seen looking at the papers in advance, you would have had some serious concerns. But I hope that what we've said gives some reassurance. All the staff are trained, properly trained in the Licensing Act. Oh, and I should have said that we have installed software since we only found out a few days ago about the Councillor Edgecombe's 5 past 10 transaction. We've got software into the tills, so now that you wouldn't be able to actually scan an A restricted item in the store out of hours. So we have taken on 16 stores recently. There's been a lot of change, and there can be hiccups along the way. So I'd ask you to give some support to Mohan and his business. It is important. The 24-hour trade is important. He wants to be able to keep this store alive, and this is part of that process. But he also knows that having a license is a privilege and not a right. And that license can be taken away or conditions change. So thank you very much for listening to me. And I appreciate that we perhaps had some differences at the beginning, but I think perhaps you understand where I was coming from. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, we're now moving on to 7, and that is, Mandy, would you like to ask any questions?
Yes, please, Madam Chairman. Yes. Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for giving us a chance to talk on this application. Yeah, we as councillors have got to look after our public concerns and what have you. And I mean, really, why are you asking for a 24-hour licence in an area which is not really needed? You know, that's the first thing. I mean, you mentioned about 500 stores that you operate, is that right?
No, 76.
Right, okay. And they're in the similar sort of...
lots of them.
Okay. Please explain to me how this hatch system is going to work, because you've said about being able to eat goods within the store up to 5 o'clock in the morning. You were saying about eating food and that in the store.
No, I didn't.
Hot drinks.
In the store.
Are you telling me that that hatch that's in the door, will be closed permanently and you'll put everything through that hatch?
No, sorry, I did explain. So let me answer both
please,
your questions.
Yes, please.
Let me answer both your questions. First, we say why. Well, the license act doesn't require us to demonstrate a demand or a need as part of the license application. I did explain why. For background, is that our strong preference is to have the store open and lit and staffed. I did used to say manned, and I got into trouble in Manchester for using the expression manned, so I'm now more careful, but staffed during the night. So that's our preference. But we don't tend to be very busy, and it doesn't attract people from all different areas. It doesn't suddenly become a hub. So that's to answer the question why. And with regard to the hatch, I did explain that the cashier is able to allow a customer into the store. So we do have a hatch, we can use it if we want to. I didn't even talk about the hatch, so I don't know why that's come up. My understanding at the moment is they're not using the hatch, but they allow customers into the store because they're comfortable with that. But you would be able to put a cup of coffee through the hatch. Yes, you would be able to put the coffee through.
But are you saying then that if all right, forget the hatch, allow people in the store, and if they do purchase alcohol, will you be allowing them to drink that in the store?
Of course not, no.
Definitely not.
Well, it's not unlawful.
Right, okay.
That would be unlawful, so you can go and check that if you like.
Right, okay. Can I ask the gentleman here, will you be working in the store? Are you...
Sorry, through me, Mohan owns 70, 76 stores. So
yeah, okay, so you personally will not be operating in that store. So there's nobody here that will be in that store working, you know, in your...
Well, it's quite normal. Mohan is the applicant. Just like when I go to... The answer is no,
there's no one here who's
ready. Yeah, that's what I'm...
If Tesco were applying for a licence, you wouldn't necessarily see...
But there's no one present. Councillor Isaac, is there anyone present who will be working in the store? And the answer is no.
Yeah. Thank you. My next question really is, I mean, I have noticed there's quite a lot of... What are you doing about the waste in that store? The rubbish and that. Have you got bins and everything at the back?
Yes, we do have a Veolia bin. We got an agreement with them to clear that the cardboard taken by Morrison, general waste taken by Veolia, the bin, everything in place.
Right, because...
And your previous question, we train all member of staff. They are allowed to buy. If we got a license, agreed, they are allowed to buy, they are not allowed to consume alcohol in store. We train all 76 stores, same procedure, we got certain training record in place. So if they buy, if somebody tried to drink, straight away our member of staff stop them, sorry, no, you're not allowed to drink in here. So we train them.
You train them?
Yes, yes. I take a message from here, straight away when I go out, centrally we give instruction to all our stores, this is what happened, make sure, again and again. And when that incident happened, couple of days before I got that message, 4 past or 5 past, whatever, straight away, how I can stop this one happening, straight away all our estate, whatever, now another 8 store only, non-24 hours alcohol. So that one also straight away, we stop even scanning the product. So we instruct the centrally to stop it, make sure the mistake not happen, and I don't want to invite a problem running the business. So somebody in store, even the night hatch we install, suddenly member of group of people when they turned in, the cashier don't want to let them in. That's the reason we put a night hatch to sell through night hatch.
So it's a discretion, thank you, man. It's a discretion for the cashier whether they want to use the night hatch or whether they feel comfortable letting customers in.
Okay, right. Have you got any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You mentioned that it was open, or was going to be open 24 hours to prevent break-ins. Well, safety, it was safer to do it that way because it prevents break-ins, but there's no evidence, unless there's something you know about, that whilst it was a co-op, that anybody attempted to break into the premises during the hours that the shop was closed.
Right, so it's across the business. The view is that it's, and Mohan's experience, that it is more secure to have the stores staffed and lit and open during the night. So it's a business decision. It's not just about burglaries. So I didn't say the reason we are opening is to stop burglaries. That's not what I said. Obviously, we will be selling items as well. We have to pay wages of people who are going to be working through the store. So we want to make this store viable. And so it's all part of, there are a number of reasons, but that's part of it.
Yeah, you didn't say break-ins, but you were talking about the safety of the premises at night,
yes.
Which obviously the assumption would be that you meant break-ins. So your business model is based on the rest of the places that you've got and not necessarily where you're currently being situated on Wildwood. I also wondered, sorry, it's having Wildwood in my head. I also wanted to just comment on the and ask. You said that you didn't know the reason why, that the reason why it closed was because it wasn't popular.
I didn't
you did.
No,
you
I
did.
Didn't.
You
I
did.
Didn't say popular.
You did. I wrote
you
it as you said
popular.
It. You did. So. What I'm suggesting that you don't know that it was guesswork. It did close after the assault on the on the premises when it was a co-op. So I'm asking them, so you don't know the reason, or you're just guessing that it was because it wasn't popular? Because it's a very popular shop.
I think I said profit. I don't.
You didn't.
Okay, I've never used the word popular. I don't know how popular or not. So maybe you misheard me, or I wasn't clear enough. Fortunately, we are recorded. Our understanding was that the store wasn't profitable for the co-op. I didn't say popular, profitable.
Understanding. Your understanding. So you don't know, or you believe,
or... Can you let me finish? So the co-op put a package of 16 stores that they were closing, and our understanding was that they didn't achieve the sorts of profit margins that the co-op needed to trade, and so they were closing. And we stepped in and acquired those stores, but I'm not sure this is relevant.
Okay, well, I'm coming to that point. So then, are you saying that the reason why you're opening at night is to make it more profitable? Is that the reason for opening 24 hours and selling alcohol is to make it more profitable, as you don't perceive it's profitable at the moment?
We don't have to demonstrate. That's not part of the licence application.
I'm not asking you to demonstrate. I was just asking.
Interrupt, please.
I apologise. I apologise, Madam Chair.
I'm not sure what the line of questioning is trying to do. Of course we want to, the store has got to make a profit. So being open 24 hours, we believe will assist the profitability of the store, but that's not the only reason for trading 24 hours. There's a number of reasons why we want to trade 24 hours. That is not a requirement for us to demonstrate as part of our application. The application can be refused if the committee is satisfied on the evidence that the grant of this is likely to result in crime and disorder, public nuisance, impact on public safety, or the protection of children from harm. That is the criteria. We don't have to demonstrate. I've tried to be courteous and tried to give information because we can understand the concerns. We've given that information. I don't think we need to go further into profit and loss.
Sorry, ma'am, if you give me permission, I'll explain and answer her question as well. So 18 years before I started as a cashier, so when I worked within the community, then I started self-employed. What the local community wanted, we done everything. That's the way I gone out now, 76 stores. Even I took over loss-making stores from Sainsbury's. These all corporate stores. Corporate got their own structure. They don't operate the store that particular base which learn basis. When they work out with the corporate structure, they couldn't. These are the store low volume stores. They're not able to operate. When they decide, we done a really hard work to make it work. And when I was a cashier, whatever problem I faced, and even I worked to close down store as well, not 24 hour stores. So that time I faced, and when I open it, we do get, if you starting 6 o'clock shift, you try to start driving 30 minutes early. So that time we do get a coffee on the way. These are the sales I learned. So I try to open 24 hours. There's multiple reason I gained. That's the reason I implement 24 hours. It worked, and lots of reason it worked. So we carried on. We keep it as a centralized, like a format to, okay, this is working, we implement. That's the reason. So, okay.
Our concern is not whether or not the business makes a profit. That's up to them. That's not our concern.
I appreciate that. We have raising concerns that have been raised by members of the public. Thank you for your answer. I think maybe going forward from our perspective, it might be a good idea for us to arrange a meeting so that our residents can meet you and discuss some of the issues that they have.
No further questions.
Thank you.
Councillor Barr, any questions?
Yes, I would like to just ask one question. Have you got adequate CCTV?
Yes.
Inside and out?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm really interested to hear the business model, the 24 hour, your explanation of the 24 hour business model. So that was a question I had, and so you've answered.
No, even kids, ma'am, sometimes pay point, gas run out, the people where they go. So straight away they come in top of their pay point. So 24 hours pay point service we providing, and the kids milk finished. if middle of like that sort of area, we tried, it worked. And alcohol, when we opened 24 hours, that one bit. So,
and it's also good to hear that sort of more information to the community about, like, perhaps the opening hours would have helped.
It does say Morrison's 24/7 on the front, so it is clear. The branding, so I think everybody would have seen that it's a 24/7 store now. One of the good things about committee hearings, because when there are no representations, no hearing, one of the good things about hearings is that we actually get to meet councillors, we get to meet our neighbours as well, and perhaps deal with some misconceptions and misunderstandings, and we would really welcome a meeting with Councillor Phillips and others and residents at the store and build a relationship.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Questions? No. I have one question for you. And that is that your interpretation of the test purchasing is that people were going in to test, was the shop open and selling goods after 10 o'clock at night. My interpretation of the statements really was not that we were testing, was the store open and selling goods after 10 o'clock at night, but was alcohol being sold after 10 o'clock at night. So would you agree with me that my interpretation is equally important as yours? You were putting emphasis on the shop selling goods after 10 o'clock at night. If I want to put emphasis on the fact that they were selling alcohol after 10 o'clock at night, would you say that my interpretation is as valid as your interpretation? Yes or no?
I can't answer yes or no without being disrespectful. Could I ask you to turn to Katie McKinney's statement, please? Which is in the committee report.
I read it.
Can I read just the first paragraph of Katie McKinney? It doesn't say who she is, but on Thursday, 6th of March 2025, I visited the Morrison's Daily Shop Farm Down Lane budget to investigate whether they were A, open, and B, whether they were serving an alcohol beverage. I'm aware that these would potentially be breaches of their current licence if proved true. And her colleague said the same in his statement. So they went in because they believed that our trading outside of hours, after 10 o'clock, is an offence, and the sale of alcohol. So two things equal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't agree with your... If you ask me your question, I don't agree because the statement is very clear in black and white, and that's why the second statement has been submitted this morning, in which Katie retracts the suggestion that. So I think you need to look at both statements.
I've looked at both, and I think I have to correct you when you put that statement. She is very clear.
Let's go back to the statement. Dated 7th of March, does not say who she is.
6th of March,
it doesn't say who she is. I had to call to find. I assume that this was a.
Okay.
I just didn't know who this person was.
Okay, sorry, I missed the one.
Well, that's what I'm reading from.
Right.
So if you look at the first paragraph.
I
would have been
the one over the 18th of March.
I know, but that's the correction.
Right.
So if you look at the. Please. Look at the first statement.
Right. Thank you. There are no further questions. So I will in fact ask that all parties who have been present be in fact leave the room while the committee is on the seats.
We're on item 9, Chairman, sorry.
Okay. All right, sorry, I've missed that. I saw it was ticking as it goes. Right, so in actual fact, all parties who have made their representations. Right, so coming to you then, Professor Phillips, you're not bringing in any new information at all.
No.
Summarising what you already said.
Yeah. Forgive me, I'll just shut my computer down with my summary. So our concern is antisocial behaviour, public nuisance, and public safety and preventing children from harm based on buying alcohol 24/7. It's a quiet estate, edge of town, and there's no evidence to suggest that there's a need for the sale of alcohol 24/7, but that it will impact or could potentially impact on the lives of residents in this quiet area.
Thank you.
Thank you very briefly. There's no onus on us to demonstrate evidence of need, but dare I say it, if there was no need for us to be open during the night, we wouldn't, if there was no demand at all, we wouldn't be opening at night. We are a business. There is very little evidence of current antisocial behaviour, public nuisance, in the papers. It is an understandable fear of what may happen in the future. But your experts, either in the police, your environmental health officer, the fire officer of public health, the officer responsible for protection of children from harm, none of those officers have raised concerns about the application. We've agreed conditions with the environmental health officer, and on that basis, I'd ask you to allow the application based on the evidence that you've got before you today, and having regard to the government's guidance under section 182, I think it's paragraph 10.15, which states that shops should generally be allowed to sell alcohol to match their trading hours unless there are good reasons, and I would suggest that means backed by evidence to restrict those hours. I would say again, we would like the opportunity to meet with local representatives, including our neighbours. And I just finished by saying that I think when sometimes when our stores open, there is new people coming in, there's suspicion and doubt about how they're going to operate, and I think that can feed into fears, if you like, of neighbours. And I very much hope that will change, and that there will be a trust. And a better relationship moving forward. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Right then, I can now ask if you will withdraw, please.